DHSS is reporting that since mid-October, cases of the flu in Alaska rose from 345 to 405 cases as of November 20th. Nurse epidemiologist with the state of Alaska, Donna Feary, says flu seasons are not predictable, and Alaska flu seasons tend to hit earlier than those in the lower 48 anyway.
That is why we always, you know, the recommendation is for folks to get influenza vaccine, you know, as soon as it's available in their community.
Feary says the state keeps track of positive tests that doctors take.
We know that not everybody that goes and sees a healthcare provider gets tested, and not everybody that has flu-like symptoms goes to see a healthcare provider. But of all the testing that's getting done, those reports are tallied in our database, and then we display those on our webpage, update them weekly.
The majority of the positive tests came from those in larger urban areas, but there have been cases reported in rural Alaska. With the holiday season approaching, DHSS is warning to take precautions when traveling by coughing or sneezing into your elbow as opposed to your hands, washing hands often, and if you work or live with someone with the flu, avoid touching objects immediately after them. Feary says even though this particular season is early, it's nothing shocking.
Everything that we're seeing so far, it's the seasonal strains that are circulating are not unusual. We're seeing an H3 predominantly, and time will tell, how the season progresses.
She recommends everyone who has still not received the flu vaccine to go to their healthcare provider soon. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.